This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
I really don't think Genty's going to be there. I don't think Tyler Warren's going to be there. Obviously, Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter. Like, I think all those guys are going to be gone in the first seven picks. And so they're going to be left with a really, really hard decision because they are firmly in the second tier of players by the time we get to pick 10. All the first tier guys, whether you want to say a 1A tier, a 1B tier, they're all going to be gone. So it's going to come down to, you know, do you like Mason Graham enough to take him at 10?
That was our guest the last hour, Brett Coleman. He was great. He threw out some very interesting ideas, including a trade I did not see coming for the Bears. So if you want to go back and listen to that, check out the Odyssey app and the Rewind feature. That is where you can find it. As the Midday Show continues to talk NFL draft, Marshall Harris, Leila Rahimi, and Brad Biggs came out today with his mock draft 2.0. So he's up to two versions as he's trying to figure out who the Bears select with the number 10 pick. And I feel like what Coleman had to say was valid in that we've had a lot of questions as to what the NFL teams ahead of the Bears are going to do with the 10th overall pick. The Bears have number 10. And when you hear Brett say, the cliff of top-tier players drops off really quickly, like perhaps your first six, that makes players like Ashton Genty, Tyler Warren, become a little more elusive when you consider what could be lying next for the Bears. Or do they even trade up? That's been discussed as well. But Brad Biggs has Ashton Genty
going on?
Yes, that version of Brad Biggs has the Las Vegas Raiders taking Ashton Genty at number 6. The Jets taking Armon Membu, the tackle from Missouri, at number 7. If you were curious as to where Will Campbell was going in his second version of this, it's number 4 to the New England Patriots. Mason Graham, Biggs has at number 5 going to Jacksonville. And he has the Bears taking the tackle out of Texas, which reportedly the Bears were at UT Pro Day. Kelvin Banks right now at 10th overall. He says, in the Bears' bid to rebuild the offensive line, there wasn't a left tackle to pursue in free agency once Ronnie Stanley re-signed in Baltimore. They want competition for the position, and with Braxton Jones coming off of ankle surgery and Karan Amagaji's skill unknown, a left tackle for the future would make sense if they really want to build from the inside out. Maybe 10 is a little high for Banks, and it's still worth wondering if the Bears could trade down and still grab him.
We've heard it from a lot of people on the draft, and those voices will get louder and their opinions will become, I believe, more narrow as we get closer and closer to the first round of the draft in a couple of Thursdays. But this idea of trading down is looking more and more appealing to me. Brett, when he was on and when he talks about the top six or so guys being of a certain tier, and then not only is there another tier, but it's a much longer, wider tier of guys that goes all the way through the end of the first round, if not into the second round. And if you can trade down and you can get a couple of guys in that range as opposed to one guy, I think it makes all the sense in the world. Because the goal is to get good in a win-now mode, as we've been talking about, but also to make sure that you address all of your needs. And the needs are clear. We talked about the four positions, offensive tackle, edge. You could say defensive tackle, too. So that's a either-or situation, or maybe
somebody
both.
On the defensive line.
Somebody on the
you
defensive
need somebody
line.
Somebody else to help with that.
Running back, and then safety. And I found it interesting that Brett talked to us about safety specifically, because that's one of the things both you and I earlier this week were saying, hey, we don't know if Jaquan Brisker can make it through another season without missing a chunk of time based on his recent concussion history. And also Kevin Byard is signed just through this year.
Well, and Kevin Byard, the Bears got relatively cheap for his service, his age, and his quality. So then you're asking, you know, do you go the free agency route? But you want depth there, especially after what we just saw with Jaquan Brisker. You know, he says he's better. We heard him talk earlier to Caitlin Sharkey this week. But either way, it's something you're still going to have to be concerned with when building the team. I think the bottom line is people who evaluate the draft and athletes who we talk to, people love Ashton Jeanty. So do other teams. And teams who maybe need a bigger chunk of the offense, for example, or somebody to make a bigger impact on their offense outside of, say, the three quarterbacks that have been discussed.
And also
probably
other teams
looking at him to make significant changes in production happen on their offense.
And also teams who happen to have higher picks than the Bears.
Additionally, the Bears did just pay for a three-year deal for DeAndre Swift. So when you consider that, is it as catastrophic if the Bears don't get him?
No.
To me, the answer is no. And that's where I'm at with this now. Like, I've heard everybody and their dog talk about how much they love Ashton Jeanty. There's a lot to love. I totally understand. But the other side of this is, if you're betting on him, so is almost everybody else in some way.
Well, some teams don't need a running back.
Like, the Eagles don't need Ashton Jeanty.
Right.
The Falcons don't need Ashton Jeanty.
Bijan Robinson is a fine running back. But it's not just us and fans speculating about this. There are other people who are talking about Ashton Jeanty in such glowing ways. Todd Mache is one of them. He was on with Spiegel and Holmes yesterday talking about his love for the Boise State running back.
This is the deepest, most talented running back class I've ever evaluated in 25 years. And it's, I don't want to say it's not close, but it's pretty clear to me. But he's that special, man. He is that special. The quickness, the lateral agility, the vision, the power, the breaking tackles, the missed tackles forced. He reminds me of Alvin Kamara then in the passing game. Give him a little screen and pick up 7 to 12. I mean, he's different than all of them. I haven't talked to an NFL team that doesn't have him in that top five. And just about everyone I've talked to, it's top three or four. I'm talking with Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, and then maybe it's Tyler Warren or Mason Graham, but he's in that conversation with those five guys that are considered the blue chip players in this class.
All right, so once again, you know he's going. It's just a matter of where.
And if he's there at 10, that's a different conversation.
Now, this is also what Lawrence Holmes lovingly refers to as lying season, where everybody loves everybody, and you don't know if you're making a deal, but we know that there hasn't been a deal about the first round yet with NFL teams.
It's kind of curious, especially this close to the draft itself.
We might not have one.
Which would be crazy, given what the history of the draft has been in recent years.
But maybe it comes during the draft, where you're pick swapping, or maybe the day of or the day before, where you have a good idea. But we might see a lot of action once the actual night happens.
I also think this is an indictment on how the quarterbacks of this year's draft are seen. Because while people say best player available, for some reason that usually doesn't apply when you're talking about guys that people say you could be our starting quarterback.
And you could be our starting quarterback.
And you could be our starting quarterback.
No, in this case, that is you drafting for a very specific need, knowing that it's not the quarterback class we saw last season.
No, I think that's something that is undoubted because we saw how many guys got taken.
Two very different classes of quarterback.
Just the depth of last year alone tells that story.
See, in 406, you illustrate my point perfectly. Ashton won't make it past the Raiders. Yeah, that's how I'm beginning to feel. Everybody loves him for good reason. But something very curious has to happen for the Bears to even be in the conversation is where I feel this is going. Our friend Matt Miller also offered these thoughts. The question was asked to him, the Bears were aggressive in acquiring interior offensive linemen this season. How does that affect what they might do at number 10? He says, yes, Chicago flipped the interior of the offensive line via trades and free agency, but don't rule out the Bears addressing the O-line at number 10. And we just saw that with Brad's latest mock draft. Incumbent starting left tackle Braxton Jones is expected to be limited at the start of the training camp while recovering from ankle surgery. It doesn't seem likely that Karan Amagaji will be without legitimate competition at that spot. That is something that the Bears have referred to. They've alluded to wanting competition. That's my own aside. Getting back to this, using the number 10 pick on a left tackle fits what general manager Ryan Poles discussed at the league meeting about short-term versus long-term thinking. Chicago might not need a rookie left tackle to start in 2025, but bringing in competition for now and later is a scenario the Bears are weighing. So yeah. We've heard that, and then...
Those were the thoughts of
Courtney Cronin. Courtney Cronin. And then Matt Miller did talk about Ashton Jeanty. He said, the Bears love Ashton Jeanty, according to scouts around the league who have observed the team's activity this offseason. The Boise State running back could be the pick at number 10 if he's still around. Chicago has 2 second-round picks, so it could be aggressive and package them to trade back into the end of round one if a desired pass rusher fails. That rusher could be a defensive tackle or an edge rusher, with the team viewing defensive tackle as a more pressing need.
Just want to point out, you said if a desired pass rusher fails, it's actually if a desired pass rusher falls to the back of the first round.
Falls. That's what I get for wrinkling my paper.
No, you're good.
But either way, point being, number one, there's still a very good likelihood based on Courtney Cronin's knowledge, of which she has a lot, that the Bears could still be eyeing an offensive lineman.
Which makes sense.
Total sense. Number two, Ashton Jeanty to the Bears is going to sound like it's going to cost the team something asset-wise.
I don't like the idea of trading up to get Ashton Jeanty. I don't like the idea of trading up unless you're getting one of those premier top six guys that Brett was describing when he was talking about the situation of the tiers. I like getting more on that second tier. The 1B, if you will.
Right, and it's deep, that second tier. Unfortunately, the elite is just not as deep as it typically is, according to Brett Coleman, who we just heard. Todd McShay, see, Brett Coleman, I think, thinks Tyler Warren is in that top category. Todd McShay also had his own opinion about Tyler Warren and the likelihood of the Bears.
Chicago's in kind of this weird spot, right? They're hoping for quarterbacks to go. I think potentially two could go before they pick at 10. And then there's about 6 blue chip players. I named 5 of them. I would throw Jalen Walker in there. I think Campbell's going to go at 4, the offensive tackle. Will Campbell from LSU to go to the Patriots at 4 would be my guess right now. And so you get down to 10, and it's like, who's left? I just had this mock draft that came out today, mock 3.0. If Tyler Warren's there, you run it in. And I know you've got Cole Kmet, but you talk about trying to support your franchise quarterback. And I just think about have the 2 tight end sets. You get another run. They pick at 39 and 41. You can get a running back there. Maybe it's Judkins there. Maybe if you get lucky and Travion Henderson's there at 39, although I don't know that he will be. And you take advantage of having 3 picks in the top 41. I wouldn't give one of those up to go up a few spots just to get, not just to get Jeanty, who's worth the pick wherever he goes, as long as it's pick 4 or beyond. I wouldn't trade up, though, to go get him because I think there are enough backs to do it. It's not a premium position, and there's a lot of value in having 3 picks in those top 41 because if 2 of them turn out to be great and 1 turns out to be just okay, that's a phenomenal draft.
That is how I feel about it. I disagree about Tyler Warren.
Which part do you disagree on?
I think
on?
The Bears should still go offensive line depth.
Even if Warren falls to 10 and maybe the quality of the offensive lineman, because that's what's gone by, isn't there.
If Banks, Membo, and Campbell are all gone, different conversation.
I think that's what the conversation would have to be, though, for Tyler Warren to be there at 10, right?
I would assume.
Yeah, so that's how I'm looking at that specifically.
I was thinking like maybe two of the three, and then you're taking who's left, which is really a conversation about Membo at that point or Banks.
Yeah, and according to the Brad Biggs, Banks would be the guy that they would take. So I could see all of those things working out. I just don't like the idea of trading up and getting a running back when there's running backs to be had later on and you have multiple picks later on.
The problem I always have in these draft classes is when I hear that there is a position-rich class and one where you could argue that you get talent that is going to really help you down the line, maybe not immediately, I tend to lean toward trying to get somebody at one of your viable picks out of that group. You know, like I play the odds on that, where you know, hey, if you need a tackle, for example, last year was a very good year for you as a team drafting because it was such a tackle-rich class. So in this case, when you know you have a wealth of running backs, knowing what the league has previously thought about that position, it would make sense to me that one of them goes in this top four. And when I say top four, I mean the top four picks that the Bears have.
The Bears have. No, I got you. I want to say this. Whatever the Bears do with that first pick is going to set the tone, and we'll have a better indication after that first pick is made what they're concentrating on. Because while we say best player available, we know the positions that they need, and they don't need second-tier guys. They need first-tier guys, first run from that pack. And if you can get three guys from that by trading down, I'm with that.
Yeah, I'm frustrated that I'm talking about some of these people like the need for the same position so relatively early in this, but I get it.
Is there a particular position that's got you frustrated just the idea?
Even the concept of they go out in free agency, they sign DeAndre Swift. Multiple reports say Saquon Barkley was the Bears' first choice. I kind of feel like Ashton Jeanty's probably their first choice at running back in the draft, too. Yeah, I understand that that's the given here.
Lose more.
But then the next option for them at back was DeAndre Swift. But then we're talking about him in this way like they didn't make that move. And people are asking about Roschon Johnson. Are we just writing that off completely?
We don't know what Ben Johnson thinks of these players.
No. Well, we have somewhat of an idea.
Well, we're talking about Swift.
Correct.
But we don't know, and we heard from the running backs coach about what he saw or sees. But I think as these coaches get to know these players better, and they already have the film on them, maybe we get a better idea. But we know this. They need a running back. They need another running back. Another 1-2 punch running back, whether you want to call him the one or the two in the 1-2 punch, along with Swift. They need another running back who can do the things that Ben Johnson requires in his offense.
Yeah, they need a downhill runner. Like, they need a downhill ISO duo powering back who can fall forward and get yards, who can help you prevent having three and outs from happening consistently on your opening drive of the season.
So not a fullback. Because they had one of those and he didn't last very long.
They had one of those and they didn't use him. They didn't use him when they intended on using him.
I was wondering how he made it through camp based on what we had seen from previous offenses.
But even in previous years, I don't think they used him in the way that they should have.
That's on me.
It is on you. It is like the Studs fist pump after I look at Studs, knowing that it's not on Studs. That was a great exchange.
It could be on Luke Getsy. It could be on Shane Waldron. It could be on Thomas Brown. Well, no, he was gone by the time Thomas Brown.
It's on all of us and everything's on the table. I'm kidding. It's not.
Why?
Because it shouldn't be, David. It just shouldn't be. We are going to talk Masters next with the great Rich Lerner. He is always great to talk to when it's a Masters week, and he will bring us the knowledge and just his wonderful perspective. It is next on The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Birdie attempt. 7-under. Bryson. That's a birdie. Moves into a three-way tie for second place with Scheffler and Corey Connors, who are in the clubhouse, both posting 68.
Oh, you know what that music means. As we broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, we go out to our Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. That is where we find Rich Lerner. Rich is an anchor and reporter for the Golf Channel. He is at Rich Lerner GC on X. And we always love talking to him this time of year. So, Rich, thank you so much for joining us on the Midday Show on The Score.
Layla Marshall, great to be with you. That music puts us in the mood, doesn't it? There's no sporting event that I can think of that is at once so easy and chill and relaxing and all about the tinkling music and thrilling and exciting. And that's the story this afternoon. I mean, McIlroy just played a 4 or 5 hole stretch that defines the Masters. I mean, it was off the charts. The shot that he hit from the pine straw at 13, they'll replay for quite some time. He made eagle there, and it's game on. I just stepped out. He had 5 feet. You guys could probably tell me he had 5 feet at 15 to get to 6-under for the day. He made it. Okay, he made it. So Rory is all the way up to a tie for third and 2 shots back. And at one point, as he played, I want to say the 9th hole, he was 8 shots back. So he is right back in it. We are set up for potentially an historic weekend.
We really are. I thought that all the movement was going to happen on Saturday. Well, because that's traditional knowledge, Rich. But here we were talking 2 hours ago about how perhaps it was mental with Rory McIlroy. Perhaps after what we had seen in that first round that it wasn't worth discussing again. But my goodness, like, how do you put what his performance has meant today into words when it comes to just facing that demon of his and trying to get this done?
Well, I think Rory, if you listen to his interviews going back to the start of this year, it's a consistent theme. He is proud of his resilience. And if you're going to be at his level, meaning as good as he is, you're going to contend a lot. You're going to be there late on Sunday. That's logical. So if that's the case, then you're going to get kicked in the you-know-what over and over again. You had better be able to take it at his level. You have to take the brutal losses. You have to take the criticism. You have to take the media scrutiny. Take it, take it, take it, and keep coming back. Keep lacing up the gloves. Go right back to the center of the ring and trade. It's I think what made Mickelson so effective in the long run is that he did it with kind of a wink and a smile. He was willing to gamble. Don't take that the wrong way. He was willing to put it all on the line for the possibility that he might win big, and he did. But he also fully understood in his line of work he was going to lose. Big. And I think that's, Rory McIlroy has sort of come to peace with that, come to grips with that. Lost in 2022 at the home of golf, of all places. I don't know if you remember that, at the British Open, we call the Open now. He was sort of carrying the hopes of the establishment. That was right as LIV Golf was starting to mushroom, and everyone knew that Cam Smith was going to make the jump to LIV. He hadn't announced officially, so it was kind of Rory at the ultimate, establishment home, talking about St. Andrews, the Royal and Ancient, and trying to carry all the hopes for those who wanted to keep the game, sort of where it had always been, and he lost. A year later, he goes to Los Angeles, and the U.S. Open hits a terrible wedge shot at 14 on Sunday, and he loses. He goes to Pinehurst and loses brutally, missed that putt at 16. And when athletes lose in this way, they build up strangely some goodwill if they keep coming back. And, I think that's where Rory is. He's on the cusp, of being a beloved golfer. He's the most sort of Arnold Palmer-esque of the modern players in that there's a heroic quality, but he's human. He's fallible. Just when you think he has it going. Today was a great example. He birdies two of the hardest holes in the golf course, 10 and 11, just magnificent iron shots. And then he hits one long at 12. He got a tremendous break, came out of a bush. He ended up saving par. But that's Rory, and it's in stark contrast to Scottie Scheffler, who's reliable, who's clinical, who's clean. Rory, you're always between hope and heartbreak with Rory. And I think, as it relates to not just what we're seeing today, but this week, he's carrying a lot of pressure. That's undeniable. For those in your audience who aren't familiar with the story, and I'm not, it's not hyperbole when I say it's potentially historic. Rory, if he wins this week, would become just the sixth man to have won the career Grand Slam, meaning all four majors, the Masters, PGA Championship, U.S. Open, and the Open, or the British Open. It has been done only once in the last 59 years by Tiger Woods in 2000. You're a man for all seasons. You can play in all sorts of conditions. So the fact that only five have done it tells you, where that would put Rory if he should do it. If he wins, he will be the first bona fide legend of the post-Tiger Woods era. And there have been great players, don't get me wrong. Koepka with five majors, great player. Dustin Johnson was a great player. I think Xander will be a great player. He won two majors last year. But there's a difference between a great player and a legend for all times. That's where Rory is trying to get to. And that's heavy. And so that makes, what we're going to watch this weekend, I think even more potentially momentous. And, you know, Rory has teased us so many times before, only to let us down. But we're all buckled up for what we think is going to be a great ride. And there's no better stage for that than the Masters. It really is about, you know, great holes. Think about 13 today. Great holes, great shots, great players. And, you know, this is the place where Tiger and Nicklaus and Palmer made their mark. So this feels bigger than your normal Masters. Every Masters has weight. This one feels like it has a little bit more.
Rich Lerner on with us from the Golf Channel, anchor and reporter, and describing so eloquently the day that Rory McIlroy has had at 6-under through 15 holes, 4 birdies, and an eagle. On the other side, there was Justin Rose, who was at 7-under and the day one leader. Today, just 1-under. He's still on top, be it by just one stroke, over Bryson DeChambeau. What is it with Justin Rose? He comes out strong and hard at the Masters. It's a tradition unlike any other, but unable to kind of hold on to that as the weekend goes on, huh?
Yeah, well, he's now let her share the lead after 18 holes 5 times. That's a record. He previously had shared it with Jack Nicklaus. His second round scoring average after leading in those 4 previous occasions was 74. So job done today. Shot 71. And by the way, Rose lost a playoff here in 2017 to Sergio Garcia. Rose is a fine player, has been for a long time. This is his 20th Masters. This is, you know, just if you're going to watch this weekend, just, you know, for background purposes, this is a guy who at the age of 17 holed out on the final hole of the British Open in 1998, famously. It was as memorable an exit from the amateur stage to the professional ranks as you could imagine. Beloved in England, you know, the sort of teenage sensation splashed all over the tabloids there. And he finished 4th place at 17, Mark O'Meara winning that year. He then embarked on a professional career and missed his first, I want to say, 20 or 21 cuts. And you had people questioning, what are you doing? You turned pro too early. He stayed the course and eventually became a U.S. Open champion in 2013 and has put together a strong record. He's borderline Hall of Fame. He also won the gold medal in Rio and golf's return to the Olympic Games. He's won on difficult golf courses through the years. He's just a tested, steady, borderline great veteran player who's now 44. And what he did today, we'll see if he employs a strategy this weekend, is he played a very conservative approach. He doesn't have the length at 44, not short, but he doesn't have the length of a McIlroy. But he played conservatively, and he putted beautifully. He pitched and putted wonderfully today. And, I would certainly, I don't know that I would favor him to win, but no one who covers the game would be shocked. Because as I said, this is a quality player, a guy, and he's been at a high level for a long time. He's a Ryder Cup stalwart. He's going to be a Ryder Cup captain. He is one of, the better European players of his generation.
Rich Lerner from Golf Channel. We always love to talk to you during the Masters. And, you know, I was going to begin talking to you, by the way, about Bryson DeChambeau's day.
Here we are
watching just this theater in action today on this Friday. And there's a lot to discuss on the leaderboard. But while we still have time, what was your impression of just Bryson DeChambeau's day and just moving up the way he did?
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean,
it's still in progress, Bryson, I should say.
Yeah,
but still.
Yeah, look, Bryson has sort of carved out a brand as, the iconoclast, mad scientist, YouTube sensation. The way I describe Bryson is he's the most modern of all of the current professionals. Modern in the way that he leveraged technology to improve, to hit it longer with his equipment, and modern in the way that he leverages social media and all of the platforms that are available. He's had over, I think, a billion views on his YouTube channel, you know, whatever he's doing. So he's something of a pioneer. He's had a transformation, not only physically, but I think in terms of his personality, and I think it was calculated, and that's fine. It was intentional, you know, Bryson could be surly 3-4 years ago, get into it with fans and with volunteers. And I think he determined that if he was going to grow his business, that it would be beneficial for him to be just, you know, lack of a better word, more likable. And that's fine. And I think along the way, he realized, maybe in a transactional way, that he played better golf when he had the good vibes flowing from the crowds. And so it's a different Bryson. It reminds me a bit of the late, great George Foreman, who was at one point early in his career surly and became lovable George. And so all that aside, and we tend to focus on those aspects of Bryson's total package. All that aside, Bryson's a great player. And always has been. He won the NCAA title, a U.S. amateur title. He's won 2 U.S. Opens. The guy can flat play this game. And so, you know, no one is surprised. And I think, look, we're verging right now, and maybe we'll be colliding. I mean, could you imagine, and the sport could use it, could you imagine Sunday afternoon, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Bryson DeChambeau, and throwing a few others, mixing it up on the second nine late at the 89th Masters.
That would be the all-star team of what we've seen in golf.
Yeah, it would.
I think that's going to shape up for a Sunday for the ages, if so. Rich Lerner,
we're looking like we might get it, and you know that's sort of what everybody's been asking for, is to get the best players in the game together a little bit more often.
And how? Well, Rich Lerner, we always appreciate the time, your essays, your perspective, and just the way you put it together. So thank you for coming on with us today on the Score Meditation.
Thanks so much, Rich.
Layla Marshall, thank you.
No, we love it. It changes it up so much. It's a great style, and we always enjoy it. Rich Lerner, always great to talk to him, especially Masters Week, the narrator of the golf major in a way nobody else can do it, in my opinion. That said, we have a little bit more info for you today, speaking of golf. Spiegel and Holmes are doing their show live from 2 to 6 today at Lynx Golf and Sports Bar in Lindenhurst. Stop by and say hello to the guys. Watch some golf, as you mentioned. DeChambeau's round is still underway right now. Listen to the show. There is a hole-in-one contest giving you one swing for a chance to win $5,000. That is today from 2 to 6 at Link Golf and Sports Bar in Lindenhurst, and it is all brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. We need to point out what Rich Lerner illustrated so well earlier in his segment with us, but also... Joe thought that he was out of the woods after what happened with the survivor pool for his wife in the NCAA tournament.
Come on, man, don't put this on him.
But poor Joe Ostrowski. We need to take a look at how the day has turned next on The Score.
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
You know what we should do before we get to this? We have to give something away, don't we? We have to give a giveaway. How about that? Caller 6 and 7 to The Score contest line, 312-540-0670. Again, that number is 312-540-0670. We'll win a pair of tickets to a special Take the North live broadcast with Mark Rohde and Dan Wiederer on Thursday, April 17th from 6 to 7 p.m. on the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. Have you figured out what questions they're going to ask Rohde and Wiederer yet? I think they should.
Yeah, I have questions for Rohde.
Are you going to go?
Every day.
I do too.
I think Monday he'll have to answer some of my questions.
Bears. Yeah, I'm out. I have an appointment that I have to take care of.
Yeah, so I'm with Rohde on Monday, and I'll have lots of Bears questions. I have a lot of non-Bears questions.
It's not that exciting, guys. I just could not reschedule a dentist appointment for a third time.
Listen,
why?
My dentist is a hot commodity. IDK, have you tried to just schedule a general practitioner appointment these days? It takes months.
I scheduled an appointment for my ankle, and they're like, yeah, earliest we have is July 6th. I was like, I'll take it. But then you go into the MyChart and you say, I'll take an earlier appointment if it becomes available. Lucky for me, April 21st, aka a week from Monday, they have a 7 a.m. appointment I'll be taking.
See, like, I didn't have that luck, so... And my teeth are already crazy, so that's that. Me and the retainer. They don't
crazy teeth.
They don't maintain themselves, so that's it.
That's
I had to have braces for a long time. It's a good time. So that's where I'll be, in case you guys are wondering. Too much information, but point being, you and Grody can talk that out on Monday. As far as what we heard today, so listen, we didn't know that we were going to get this whiz bang round of golf today. The Masters, usually moving day is on Saturday. That's why I said moving day. Wrong. I was wrong. Oh my gosh, so much has happened. Listen to us talk to Joe Ostrowski at 11:27 or so about Rory McIlroy and then what happened afterward. Rory McIlroy was somebody, of course, we kept an eye on, but after what happened yesterday, that might be a tough one as well.
It just feels like it's in his head. And it feels like most golf fans want this to happen. They're trying to will it to happen. But then he had those two double bogeys late yesterday. I think he'll have a fine tournament. As far as winning it, though, no. And you're never going to get value on Rory. Like, he's 14-1 last I checked, and it probably should be a lot higher. But, yeah, I mean, when it comes to catching Scheffler, I don't see it this time from Rory. And you're talking to someone that thought that he had a really good shot at winning.
2 hours later.
And that's the story this afternoon. I mean, McIlroy just played a 4 or 5 hole stretch that defines the Masters. I mean, it was off the charts. The shot that he hit from the pine straw at 13, they'll replay for quite some time. He made eagle there, and it is it's game on.
He went birdie on 10, birdie on 11, par on 12, eagle on 13.
Yeah, I was gonna
par on 14, and then birdie on 15.
Isn't there an eagle in there? That's beast mode.
Yeah, he's killing the back nine.
I saw the eagle and I was like, yo, this
five
is
under
a different
on the back nine.
And then it was like refresh browser because I have the Masters leaderboard open, and I'm like, wait, what just happened? What?
All the things. That's what happened.
Also, Bryson DeChambeau continues to rise up the leaderboard. He's now through 15. Exciting things are happening in Augusta.
Rory McIlroy, he's gone up 24 spots today to tie for third.
Rory McIlroy said to Joe Ostrowski, I'm going to treat this situation just like what happened with your wife's survivor pool in the NCAA tournament.
That's going to be a point of reference with Joe O, huh? Even though he explained to you that it wasn't as bad as, who made it? Was it
Sam Pediatovic?
Yeah.
I'm team Sam Pediatovic on this.
Goodness.
I'm team Sammy
I'm team
P.
Joe O.
I'm usually team Joe O, especially when it comes to Bears. But just for the sake of ridiculous, I am team Sammy P.
What do you say the White Sox new over-under is? The new number? It's not, yeah.
Well, that Joe might have a point. And 8.5 for the Bears wins. But, man, you got to appreciate, though, a performance like that. That is one.
Bears.
That is one to keep in mind. Not just today, not just tomorrow, but for years to come, as Rich Lerner might say. We will transition with Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel from their golf palace that they're at today. They're on remote, as we mentioned. That's next on The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.